the price cuts recently have been a big blow to sheep farmers. Prices are back from, we had highs of 720 last year. We didn't come anywhere near that. The top price this year was around 650, 660. And they're back a good bit from that now. Today's quotes are only 610 to 630. And the factories are still talking back the prices, but they need the lambs, and that's about the size of it. It's in a very important time of the year. It's when farmers will make the decision whether they'll continue in the business of early lamb or whether they'll leave their lambs go later next year. So the price cuts at the moment are unwarranted and a big blow to farmer confidence.
Now, unfortunately, there's almost a monopoly or a cartel situation in relation to factories, and if they collectively take the decision to drop prices, it very much deprives farmers of sale options.
Farmers are being deprived of an income by the way factories are cutting the prices. This is more or less robbing farmers of their income. So farmers want to make money from what they're doing, and this is being taken away from them.
What options are available to farmers at present, maybe to try and ride through this storm, or are there any? Is it a case simply that some will have to sell?
I suppose one of the options available to farmers is to keep selling lamb as they become fit, and not to be speculating on price. You have to sell the lambs as they become fit, and not to give the factories any overweight lambs. Because if you give them overweight lambs, you're giving them free meat, and they're using that free meat to undermine the price. So you need to keep pick your lambs on a weekly basis and keep moving them and keep them going.
It's another blow to the farming sector. Already we've had a lot of beef farmers very much feeling the pinch on the uncertainty of Brexit, and maybe those who are involved in mixed farming, let it be maybe say lamb and beef, it's another further blow, it's another blow, it's another piece of news that they could certainly do without.
A lot of early lamb producers also have beef cattle or sucklers, and this is another blow to them. Certainly doesn't do much for confidence, but at the same time farmers need to market their lambs properly and just make sure that they don't give the factories any free meat. That's the big message out there. Draft their lambs regularly and don't give the factories free meat.